Groups representing young undocumented immigrants known as Dreamers wanted to rebuke Senator Marco Rubio at his office in Doral Tuesday, but they found the doors locked and the lights out. More from WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone.
So what we want to do is be as orderly as possible.
For the half hour before the scheduled descent on Rubio's office, the Dreamers practiced and drilled in a parking lot across the street. There would be no singing or chanting, said Mario Carrillo. The police might show up before he could call Marco Rubio out as a flip-flopper.
You stood with Dreamers in the past, but now you're saying that deferred action is something that should be taken away.
That's the deferred action program that allows young people brought illegally into the country as children to remain here mostly undisturbed. Once a supporter of Dreamer aspirations, Rubio now says he would like to phase the program out. For Timothy Eakin's wife, a Dreamer from Peru, it would mean a return to some very bad old days and the fear of deportation.
I remember the days when getting on a plane, we would like spend 30 minutes before she was ready to get the courage up to go through the security, right? And every day was fear, fear, fear.
Carrying an 8-foot styrofoam flip-flop sandal and a giant poster of Rubio's face photoshopped into a Border Patrol uniform, the group crossed the street, entered the building, and found that Rubio and his staff did not seem to be present. Maria Fraley rolls her eyes.
So I'm assuming that they heard that we were coming.
And fled?
And fled, and, you know, just closed down and made it seem they didn't want to deal with it, which is very cowardly.
Tell me what you want, what you really want! Tell me what you want!
Now it was okay to sing and chant. The police had arrived and the Dreamers were told to move along to the parking lot. Rubio never did show up, although as the Dreamers left, his staffers were seen opening the glass doors to admit the senator's 11 a.m. appointments. I'm Rick Stone in Doral.
North Miami Acting Mayor Philippe Bien-Aimé believes the city may have disregarded the proper hiring procedures for city employees. He points to the recent arrest of the city's former purchasing director, Mark Anthony Tulloch, as an example. Tulloch previously worked for the city of Sunny Isles Beach, which was investigating him for the misuse of a city credit card.
If we had conducted a reference check about the previous job of Mr. Anthony, he will not have been a city employee. I want to make sure that the public have full faith in the security in the administration of the city.
Bien-Aimé is calling for North Miami to review all background and reference checks of employees hired in the past 2 years. He says he's concerned that red flags may exist, but were overlooked. Yesterday, the West Palm Beach City Commission voted unanimously to create a rule that contractors and individuals who do at least $50,000 in business with the city offer equal family benefits to all employees, including those in same-sex unions. Exceptions include companies that provide no benefits to employee spouses or dependents. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.